Part 1. Eureka. Chapter 1. The Secret's Out. After pouring the beans from the saucepan and grabbing the Tabasco sauce, Charlotte scanned the kitchen. She and her father had everything staged and ready to go. Now all they were missing were the guests. She scurried down the mammoth staircase to the foyer to wait. The giant grandfather clock on the landing seemed to be tick-tocking in slow motion. Suddenly, Charlotte heard car doors and voices.
"They're here!"
she shouted to her father as she raced to pull open the front door before Maeve even had a chance to ring the bell.
"Charlotte, you scared me!"
Maeve exclaimed, her hand instinctively going to her heart.
"Maeve, Mr. Taylor, you're here!"
Charlotte cried, ushering them inside.
"Are we late? The invitation said 11, right?"
Mr. Taylor asked, taken aback by Charlotte's urgency.
"Yep, 11, right on the button. Come on in, I'll take your coats,"
Charlotte said excitedly, helping Mr. Taylor out of his black overcoat.
"Look at my hair,"
Maeve moaned as she pulled down her hood.
"Frizz City. I wish it was snow. Rain just ruins my hair."
As soon as she'd hung their coats in the foyer, Charlotte spotted Isabel coming up the walk with her aunt Lourdes.
"Go ahead upstairs," Charlotte motioned to Maeve and Mr. Taylor. "My dad has some really delicious breakfast burritos ready."
"Isabel, Ms. Ortiz,"
Charlotte said, opening the door while they were still on the porch steps.
"Oh, please, Charlotte, you know you girls can call me Aunt Lourdes. I'm sorry, but Isabel's mother couldn't make it this morning. She sends her best. I know the invitation said you wanted parents to attend. I hope it is all right that I have come instead."
Of course,"
Charlotte eagerly welcomed Isabel and her aunt into the cavernous foyer.
"Here, let me take your coats."
Suddenly, the doorbell rang again. Immediately, Marty let out a howl from somewhere upstairs. The doorbell always sent the BSG's little terrier mix into a frenzy. He came flying downstairs, convinced that anyone who came to the door was there to see him. Marty spun around in excited circles, jumping at the door.
"Just a minute,"
Charlotte sang out, trying to pull Marty back, afraid she might bonk him as she opened the big door.
"Marty!"
Avery shouted when Charlotte opened the door. Her rain jacket sprayed droplets in every direction as she rolled around on the floor, wrestling with her favorite pooch.
"Good morning, Charlotte. What a lively party."
Mrs. Madden laughed as she and Charlotte stared at the scene in front of them.
"Where's Happy Lucky Thingy? Let's get it!"
Avery shouted as she and Marty rocketed past them up the stairs.
"Charlotte!"
Maeve suddenly reappeared at Charlotte's side, grabbing her friend's arm and pulling her upstairs to the table in the dining room.
"Denim placemats and bandana napkins and the place cards. Uber cute. You did this? And you spelled our names out with little pieces of rope?"
"It's really only twine, but it looks like rope, doesn't it?"
Charlotte was proud of her handiwork.
"So cute. But what does it all mean?"
"Come on, Char, spill it. What is the special occasion?"
Maeve asked, lowering her voice to a conspiring whisper. Charlotte opened her mouth, but the doorbell rang again and she had a good excuse to break away.
"Gotta get the door, Maeve.
You'll find out soon."
Soon.
Charlotte breathed a sigh of relief. That was close. Katani was waiting at the door with both parents.
"Hello, everyone,"
Charlotte greeted Mr. and Mrs. Summers and her friend. "Come on in."
"At last,"
Charlotte thought as she pranced up the stairs behind the three Summerses. "All the BSG are here. We can sit down, eat, and tell."